This is Chuck Whetstone coming to you live from Oklahoma City. That's right. You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Today is Saturday, August the 15th. It is At the Movies Saturday, and we are going to be discussing the long, long trailer. Oh, it's a great movie that came out in 1953. Actually, it was released on the last day of 1953. They wanted to get that included in, and final release to the whole United States was the day before my birthday in 1954. Why am I talking about this movie? Because I like it. It's one of my favorites. It shows what happens to people when they're in love, when they have great ideas and things go wrong, and how they can stay together in the midst of good times and bad times. And also it stars Lucille Ball, okay? This movie is based on the novel of the same name written by Clinton Twist in 1951. Made into a movie. And it was directed by Vincent Minnelli. I'm sure you know that name. Liza Minnelli's dad. It's a color film that runs 103 minutes. I think I even have the DVD or the VHS tape of that. Lucy and Desi had already been doing their TV show, I Love Lucy show, for 2 years. It came out in 1951. And then they did this film that really helped their career out a lot. Now, Lucy, as you know, had been a film actress for many years, from the 30s and 40s. And when she made this movie, she was, I believe, 42 years old at this time. And, of course, Ricky had already had his film debut 11 or 12 years before this movie came out. So the long, long trailer. What's the story of? It's, like I said, it's the story of Tacy and Nikki. They're getting married. They decide to purchase a long, long trailer to live in. I think it's about 40 foot, but I think it's actually about 36 foot new moon. And they spend their honeymoon in it, traveling from California to Colorado. Their plan was, I think, originally to spend a year in it or something like that. I'm not sure if that was going to be possible. The rest is comedy history as one thing after another happens to them on this journey of these newlyweds. You'll never forget watching them drive in the mountains. And every time I see this, my heart just beats faster and faster, because if you've ever driven, well, the roads are so much better now than they were back in the 50s. And so we do appreciate the interstate highway system, don't we? And they've made such great improvements around mountain passes. But somehow on this trek that they had, they took maybe the wrong road, ended up on a narrow, narrow pass through the mountains. It's hilarious. I encourage you to watch it, but it'll make your heart race. But Lucy is up to her old tricks as Lucy, and she starts collecting rocks along the way to remember their trip by. It's just comical how this works out, so I'm not going to tell you the rest of that one. And then there's some scenes where there's a lot of rain, and they get wet and muddy, and that's all I'm going to tell you about that. I hate to give away the whole movie, because you really want to see this. You really want to see the long, long trailer. Now, who is in this movie, The Long, Long Trailer, besides Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz? Well, let me talk about Marjorie Maine. Do you know Marjorie Maine from Mom, Pa, Kettle? And so many other movies. Marjorie Maine is a mainstay, yes, in Hollywood, and tremendous character actress. And she played Mrs. Hittaway. Howard McNear, you remember Howard McNear from the Andy Griffith Show, The Barber? He was Mr. Hittaway. Keenan Wynn, he was the policeman. Keenan Wynn made a lot of movies for Disney in the 60s, and so you might remember him. Also, his famous dad, Ed Wynn. He's a great comedian and actor. Bert Fried was also in this movie. He's the foreman. He's a tough-looking guy, and a lot of movies I've seen him in. Even the other night, I was watching Perry Mason. He was in that one. He's just a gruff-looking guy. Could play a great gangster anytime you see him. He's a little husky looking guy, you know, well built, very commanding voice and look, and he, I think he could scare you really if you got real close to him. Many uncredited actors are in this movie. I saw the whole list on IMDb, like Mr. Norman Levitt and Jack Crucian. Norman, I know you've seen his face on lots of movies. Some of these character actors were that way. They were paid to play a part, and they didn't necessarily get credit in the movie. But we know from history that they were in the movie. Now, there is a song in this movie that I'd forgot about it until I'd read some about this movie today. It's called Just Breezing Along with the Breeze, and it's an older song, but they brought it out for this movie. And if you'd like to see a clip of that, I have a link to that on my website, chucksfavoritethings.com. And you can click on that. It's a link to YouTube, and you can watch the video, and you can see Lucy and Desi sing it as they travel in their convertible car. Now, that's not a bad-looking car they're driving in. So with that going on and on and on and on about this movie, I tell you what, I highly recommend this movie to you. The long, long trailer starring two of America's and Cuba darlings of comedy, Lucy and Desi. Oh, yeah, by the way, if you can purchase this, go ahead and purchase it. It'll be one of your favorites of all time if you put it with your Lucille Ball collection. I think you'll really enjoy it. So this is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for listening today to At the Movies as we've been talking about the long, long trailer starring Lucy and Desi, two of my favorite people in all the world. They just created a lot of fun and laughter in my life. And so that's why I go back to this movie and highly recommend it for everyone, because they brought so much joy into lots of people's lives in the 50s and 60s with their TV show, I Love Lucy, and so many other things. This is At the Movies. This is Chuck Whetstone. You've been listening to Chuck's Favorite Things, and I do appreciate it. And if you'll come back tomorrow, tomorrow's Soulful Sunday, and I have a special song that I'm sharing with you that's not been heard by a lot of people since the 90s, okay? Probably, well, this was recorded in 1990, and it's from the Lost Tapes Project, and you'll be liking it, I'm sure. It's man, I'll just talk to you more about it tomorrow. But it's a song I wrote, and it's on Soulful Sunday tomorrow. Thank you for listening. This is Chuck Whetstone signing off. Bye-bye.